This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Woohoo! Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Special thanks after last week's Fun Drive Sunday. I hope everyone enjoyed their week, especially their Fun Drive week. Always a good time. It's really enjoyable to see all new folks. I met several folks who came out last week just to answer phones at WNRN. It's hard to find people with that sort of attachment, commitment. Thank you, Rusty, to WNRN. Everybody likes listening, but sometimes you got other things to do besides just hop up and come down here and answer the phones. Our guest today, dun-da-da, sort of a last-minute change in plans. Our planned guest, sick. Doctor said, don't you dare go out there and get other people sick at the radio station. Lee Channing joined in with the last-minute savior. How are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm well, except we didn't get much of that. Oh, maybe because if I turn the right button on. Lee, how are you?
I'm still here, Rick. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. It's amazing how much skill you lose in just a week or a day sometimes. Of course, not for me. I lose that all the time. All right, so again, our guest today, Lee Channing. For those of you who don't know, Lee is a local intuitive analyst.
Perfect.
And for some who don't know?
Right. I do intuitive readings, individual intuitive readings, and I work with haunted houses. I do color work, how to use color in your life from an energetic perspective. So I do a lot of different things. I also work with animals. This last couple of weeks has been sort of a busy week for helping the animals. I have a website that has an animal healing circle, and many times I work with lost animals and sick animals, and you know, it's a lot of fun. I meet wonderful people from all over the world.
And some of that's why I bring Lazarus with me when
I
Lee
love
Channing's
Lazarus.
Here.
He's very quiet and peaceful this morning.
Is he?
Few complaints so far.
but he's wandering around. I have stepped into him multiple times since we got to the station. Is that?
He's thinking. Yeah, he's mulling around what he's going to tell me later.
I'm going to say he's making his list and checking it twice.
That's yes, right. Yes.
All right. Again, Lee Channing, our guest today. I hope Kaz from the Kevlar Daily feels better. And hopefully we can have the editor-in-chief from the Kevlar Daily on in a few weeks. I'll try and set a new show with her. All right. Lee Channing here with us in the studio. 979-0919-877-WNRN rocks. It didn't take long, Lee. All we had to do was say, Lee Channing is here.
Wonderful. I love the callers.
Ringing. Well, that's one of the reasons that we enjoy having you on the program, is it gives so many people an opportunity to call and be with us.
Perfect.
Here on WNRN. Caller, are you with me?
I sure am.
Lee, can you hear our call?
I sure can. Uh-huh.
All right. We have Sarah with us. Sarah, thanks so much. You have a question for Lee.
Yes, please. Lee, I was wondering if you could tune in and tell me sort of what color you think my spirit or character or whatever, however you phrase it, is emitting today, and if you have any suggestions or that type of thing regarding it.
Oh.
Energy.
Excellent.
And if you don't mind, I'll hang up. My cell phone's going to die.
That's just fine.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome. I think Sarah's listened before because she knows I do a lot of work with color, and it's such a powerful tool. I won't go into all the details.
Well, you do have
there,
a book out. We'll get into that in a
I
little
do.
Bit.
That's true.
But all right.
To focus on Sarah's color, and she said today, and it's interesting, we don't shift color patterns but every 2 or 3 years, but we do have patterns that kind of pop in when things are changing in our lives. But at this particular time for Sarah, she has a lot of yellow in her energy today, and that's the solar plexus area, the energy center that's in the center of the body. And it's about thinking. It's about really wanting to think clearly. It's about finding new ways to cope with life's problems or life's challenges. So with this yellow energy, what you have to be careful of is that you don't overthink things. You tend to overanalyze what's going on in your life. So you want to think a little less and let your intuition come in, because the healing color for a yellow is purple. So the color purple is about using your intuition and being calm and being grounded and feeling relaxed in your own energy. So when yellow is in balance, it's about seeing things clearly, not being a perfectionist, but knowing the decisions you need to make, seeing them very clearly, and following through, bringing in your purple energy, bringing purple around you. For Sarah to have a purple candle or wear a purple shirt or, you know, bring that color around her, it's soothing, because too much yellow, you do begin to think, you can get very moody, you just kind of feel frustrated, not quite feel yourself. So for Sarah, I would say use your clear thinking today in the near future in a very positive way. Let yourself think, but then stop the thinking a bit. You can do it, and start feeling. Let your intuition come in so that you combine the two. That's a little bit tricky for most of us, particularly about major life issues, but you can do it. But I think Sarah can use her yellow energy to its highest good today. So, and thank her so much for calling in. That's wonderful. Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, I hope you have a great day. I hope it goes beyond that day. Lee, you talked to our guest today, Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst from our local scene, Ivy area. You can go to her website, which is www.spiritsevolving.com. The spirits has an S at the end of it.
So you always get that correctly.
spiritsevolving.com. And you can call up this morning and ask Lee a question. That's 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. To ask Lee a question. Lee, you said, told Sarah or talked to all of us about Sarah's question for color today, and then you said that colors change. I guess our main color changes every 3 years.
Yeah, well, it varies a little bit from person to person, but we have an energy pattern that we kind of settle into every 2 to 3 years, and those colors are prevalent for that time period. We all have sort of an overlay. Like when you're born, you always need to work on patience, so you have some color red that's in your energy. But for 95% of the people with whom I've ever worked, you know, every 2 to 3 years, you sort of shift from one pattern to the other. Either you get very tired of trying to work on patience, and you're ready to do something else. So maybe you'll move to working with releasing fears or old family issues. And there's so many things. So maybe just pure spiritual growth. You go into that type of energy flow. So we do change. When I do personal readings for people, usually I'll say, you know, we don't need to recheck your energy for at least 6 months. I mean, sometimes if they're urgent, if something urgent happens, you know, there's a major life shift, something that is not sort of in the norm for you, you know, you can do readings more often. But energy patterns don't shift that quickly. So, and sometimes people come to me, they're at the end of a pattern. So we are going to be talking maybe 6 months down the road about some new hints, because every pattern has tools that you can use, whether it's color, different types of meditations, reading different types of books, that kind of thing. So...
But Sarah asked you about today. You have something special or different happening during the day, you're going to the doctor, you have a job interview, you are having one of those important conversations with your partner.
Yep.
You know, is that the time when a specific color may come in,
yes,
and you would tell Sarah to, you know, you really should wear that yellow dress.
Absolutely.
Or that purple shirt.
Yep. And things carry their own sort of energetic weight limit. If you're having that conversation with your spouse or your friend or your coworker, there are some times when that energy will sort of take over. You won't be your normal, balanced or unbalanced self. All of a sudden, the boss comes in and starts, you know, demanding things of you. And yes, your energy can shift. You can go into a different level of anger, but it's a temporary thing. It sort of, you know, sort of hangs on on the top of what she was doing. And Sarah was very wise in her question because she made very, she didn't want me to read her overall energy pattern for this year, which I would do in a full reading. She asked very specifically what something today it spurred her to call. And also, so that was a good idea. Is it totally different from her energy flow? No, this is an ongoing issue. But today she has more energy in that solar plexus yellow area with which she can use. I mean, you know, energy that she can use in that way. So that's a good question. I don't think we've ever really gone into that before.
Well, thanks to Sarah. Others are welcome to follow Sarah's lead. Use our phones, call us up, ask your question of Lee Channing, 979-0919. If you're a little further out and need toll-free, it's 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee Channing, again, you can find her at spiritsevolving.com. And I think your partner, Brian, passed this along that LeeChanning.com also works for your site.
See, you know, he's my secretary, so I didn't even know that.
Everyone needs the important, every
he is
business
my computer guru.
Owner needs that important e-commerce / administrative assistant for that kind of thing.
I laugh and say he's my MBA secretary, so I don't have to know the computer. I just yell, Brian.
I see that all three lines have lit up. So, folks,
maybe they want to talk to Brian.
We need to, that's right. They want, hey, Brian, can you come help me with my website? But we only have Angie out there, so if the phone's ringing, hang tight. We'll get to you. Lee, you were talking about colors, day versus 3 years. What about seasonal? I mean, we often talk about how each season has its own color with it, even though, you know, not the personal on-person color right. of yellow, et cetera, but the seasonal
Absolutely.
Color.
And we're going into a very green color. I don't think you've ever seen me wear green before. And I actually have a green shirt with a purple jacket over it this morning. But yes, we do. So everybody is affected by the color changes. In the winter, we have to deal with the browns and the dark, you know, the dark reds and the green for Christmas. But in the spring, we start dealing with the light greens and the yellows. So we are all affected, no matter what your personal energy pattern is, we are all affected by what's going on in the season. So it's fascinating how some people say, oh, I feel so much better when I look out and see the yellow daffodils. And some people go, oh, yuck, I don't care much for that. I want to wait for the red roses. So it's interesting. We're all affected.
All right. The phone lines have lit up. We even got Rusty running out there answering phones. So callers, please hang tight. We will get to you. I promise. I've got Terry, Christine, and Gina on the line. We're going to go in that order. Order as your call comes in. So we're going to start with Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And your question for Lee Channing.
Lee, for about the last 4 months, I've been in a low ebb, so to speak, and I can't figure out why. Any insights?
Well, that's a good question, Terry. That's general, but also very interesting because many people get into these kind of, we do ebb and flow. Our energy levels go up and down with the seasons, as we were just talking about, with the things at home, with things in our career. So we go up and down. For you, I think this is a lower ebb than, you know, it's a lower level than you usually visit. And I think that's why it's so profound. And, you know, in a general fashion, you know, we always want to check out the physical body first. Is there something physically going on? Is my blood pressure high or low? Is my blood sugar high or low? Those kinds of things. But if there's not a physical issue, then you need to say, you know, for you particularly, I feel like it's much more of an emotional drain. So something a little bit unusual is pulling at your emotional energy level. And you really need to sit down with that. I would suggest sitting down, making a list of what drained my energy today. You know, and it doesn't have to be anything bad. It's not about somebody being a terrible person in your life or, you know, but there's something that is, there's some emotional drain going on that you're more unaware of than you could be. So you really need to stop and look around you. You have a lot of orange energy at the moment, and that's that second energy center. And it's about relationships. It's about fear. fear sneaking in when you're not really a fearful person. So I would suggest, because of the orange energy as well, I would look to those closest to you, and that could be any type of relationship. One of them is draining a lot more energy than it used to, and really check into that, because you can fix it. It's not something that's going to take a long time, but I think you have to be more aware of it. So just be aware of where your energy is going on a regular, actually even a daily basis. So, and thank you so much for calling, Terry.
Thank you.
All right, Terry, have a great day. All right, that puts the local number is now open, 979-0919. Christine and Gina, hang on, please. I got a little business that I need to do here. This is WNRN and the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And support for independent music radio at WNRN, brought to you by Atlantic Organic Natural Sleep Shop, featuring their natural and chemical-free organic sleep studio with environmentally conscious mattresses and bedding, including eco-friendly hardwood platform beds. That's Atlantic Organic, 421 West Main Street in Charlottesville. Their website is atlanticorganicsleepshop.com. It's bedtime naturally.
And support for WNRN today coming from TNN Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing, an internationally recognized standard for production and consumption of forest products. T&N Printing can be reached at 434-971-8976 and t-nprinting.com.
And the market's forecast is mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the lower 60s, partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the lower 40s and mostly sunny with 20% chance of showers tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now there's some precipitation out there. 46 in the valley, 46 in Lynchburg, 47 in Richmond, 42 here in Charlottesville. All right, back to our guest. Lee Channing is here today. Lee, thank you again so much for the last second, what's the word that I want, where somebody just comes in and helps at the drop of a hat. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's me. Your hat was dropping.
Oh, well. Christine, are you with us? Thank you so much for hanging on while we took care of business here at WNRN. Are you with me?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Question for Lee Channing.
I'm trying to figure out what my life path is right now. I've had a lot of things going on in the last 1.5 years, and I'm just trying to figure out where I should be going next.
That's a pretty big question, because I think on some, for some reason, you have a lot more choices than you may realize, and a lot more choices than a lot of people do, actually. You have a lot of energy. We're getting lots of colors this morning. You're going to have a lot of energy in the blue center, which is your throat center. And what that is the center of communication, of talking, of writing, reading, anything that has to do with publication, radio, TV, anything that has to do with communication is in that center. The problem is that when that center is out of balance, and we all have one center, all the centers have wonderful things and they're out of balance things. When the blue center gets out of balance, your sleep gets off. You're either sleeping too much or too little. You don't know quite what you want to say sometime. You're not always speaking your truth, even to yourself. And you can feel kind of sad, just that kind of, you feel, quote, blue, but I'm not sure quite where my energy level is gone. So for you, I think to get this blue center to sort of rebalance, the healing color is red, and that's the base center, the physical body. I would think you'll be able to feel and make clearer decisions if you exercise more, walk more, stretch more. Something like yoga would be really good. Use some aromatherapy. That's also good. And one final thing to help you go, you are aiming in the right direction, but you've got too many too many options right now. So you need to really hone things down to what you want to do. You'll be able to do that best in and around water. So take a longer shower, go to the ocean, go to the river, be around water, drink a lot of water. Don't let your energy get dry. You really don't need that. But I think within a few months, your decisions will be very clear. You're sort of at the end of a pattern. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Christine. Our next caller, by the way, the phone lines are open again, 979-0919. Dial us up. Questions for Lee Channing. Gina, did you hang around?
I am right here.
So much. Gina, you may have a question for Lee, but let me thank you for your patience and tell you whatever caller you have on today is assisting with your patience on the phone. All right, your question for Lee Channing.
Well, first of all, Lee, thank you very much for taking my call, and thank you so very much for sharing your gift with others.
Thank you so much.
My question is kind of a universal theme for men and women, but I want to know specifically for me, what is actually keeping me from starting an exercise program? What is actually the block that is keeping me from starting something healthy for myself?
If you can find that, you know, and market it, we'll all be rich. No, it's a difficult question. I mean, I'm making fun of it, but it's an honest question. It's a good question because what happens, where are you when you're procrastinating? We all do it. Every human being has been there. But oddly enough, it's a bit of the same energy flow as the last caller, as Christine. It's that orange energy center, which is about working with emotions, relationships, working with family issues, releasing fears, and procrastination is one of the words. I do an energy sheet for everybody when I do a personal reading, and if you have orange energy prevalent, then I'm going to put procrastination on that sheet somewhere because it is not a terrible bad habit. It's part of an energy picture, and some people get so upset with themselves. You're really hard on yourself in general, probably harder than you realize. So many times things that we do for a long time, we kind of hide them under our energies because we're not quite ready to deal with that. But it is very base energy. The red energy center really focuses on exercise. The orange energy center focuses on releasing. So you need to release any kind of habits that you have that aren't healthy for you. And that can be eating too much sugar. It can be anything. You know, people say, well, I don't have addictions. I don't have habits. We all do. You can have a habit of reading too much. You can be addicted to sugar. Those kinds of things, you need to release a few more things that are holding you back, and then you're going to do that. Your body really is wanting to be very healthy. Physical health for you in the next couple of years is a very important part of your growth, and your spiritual growth is going to go along with it. You, unlike a lot of people, your spiritual growth and your physical well-being are really highly connected. Some people can be almost disconnected. I mean, not totally, of course, but some people can have a physical issue that's very strong and very powerful, and their spiritual growth just dances on along. Some people, when they get a physical issue, everything slows down until they deal with that. So right now, you're going to feel better overall, you know, body, mind, and spirit when you do start. But to be truthful, I would not rush it. I would give yourself another couple of months to say, what do I need to release? Then I'm going to start. And I'm going to start very small. I'm going to walk around the house 5 times. I'm going to go to the gym and do this because it's part of your growth. But I don't think it's about you not wanting to get your physical body going. I think it's just a matter of, you know, your energy is coming in and sort of taking over, and you just need to reprogram it. If we have more time, I go into more detail. But for now, a few quiet times a day you need, 2 or 3 quiet times. That can be 5 minutes. You don't need long, involved meditations. That will probably frustrate you, to be truthful. Just spend a few minutes, 5 minutes maybe, thinking about what you want, how you want to move into a healthier thing. Start doing things like drinking more water. With you, herb tea is a really good medication. Any kind of herb tea that you like is going to feed that particular energy center. So hopefully you can use those things and get started, because I feel really good about the next year or so in your life. I think you're going to kind of come out of this slow-moving energy.
All right, Gina, thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome.
Very much. Thank you. That was awesome.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
All right, 979-0919. 877-WNRN-ROCKS. All the phone lines are open now. No waiting for a question for Lee Channing. 1124 here on the Wake Up Call. Lee, we were talking about the colors, and our first caller, Sarah, you talked about her was about yellow. The last couple callers were about orange. To me, they must be aligned, correct? Because, orange, yellow is part of orange, right?
Well, sure, yeah. And all the colors, are so similar. They're so dramatically different and yet so similar. And you can take a different energy picture and use that color differently. Say if you're using the color blue, you can use it for refined creativity. Start writing your book and think about words, and words will come easier. If you're using the color red, it's a good color to focus on physical health and really taking care of yourself. So
but if I want, let's say I want to write a book.
Right.
And that's what I've been thinking about doing, and now I'm ready to do it and make time for it. How do I put blue in my system?
Well, now what I got to understand is that you need to combine your blue and your red. Blue is refined creativity. That's sort of finishing your book and putting the finishing touches on your canvas. Red is the color that stimulates you and gives you that raw creativity. So you have to put the two together. Plain raw creativity, you'll write 50 sheets of paper and throw them on the floor. But you want to start it. You want to get the rough. Red is the rough draft. Everything you get ready. Then you begin to edit it. You move into blue. So it's a dance, but it can be fun.
All right.
Again, now you're confused.
Well, that is nothing new. That means that I wear that color boxer every day. All right. Again, we have a couple callers. So Leah, hang tight.
Sure.
Because our man Steve was first. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. What's up?
Oh, when Lee Channing's here, the phones are being worked to tiring. So your question for Lee Channing.
My question is, I'm contemplating some big changes in my life this year, and what colors could I use to help affect those changes?
Okay, that's a good easy question for one. Steve is really awake this morning. We're talking some yellow energy there. He's trying to wake up. So you have a lot of intuition that's already full speed. You've got a lot going on. That inner self, you know exactly what you're doing. It may not make it to your mind, but your energy knows what you're doing. It's moving in the right direction. So you, this is pretty rare. I bet one out of 50 people I get to say this to, but you need to bring that yellow energy in. You need to start thinking clearly. You need to go, yes, now I've got the base built. I've got the intuitive base. I need to get my mind right in the right gear and move forward. Most people have to move away from yellow a little bit because they overthink. You need to go ahead and move right into it because you've got a bright mind. You've got a very bright, active spirit. You've got so much going on in your energy. That's a really good thing. When you want to stimulate this yellow energy, eating well is extremely important because it's connected to your digestive system. So you want to eat some things like a little bit of oatmeal and rice, brown rice, things that really nurture your digestive system. You want to be careful. You don't want too much alcohol. You don't want too much caffeine or sugar. So just be a little careful with your diet, and that's going to help you as you move into this. But really, think about the color yellow. You don't want to sleep in a yellow room or bring a lot of yellow into your life, but you want to think about that. That's going to help.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Steve.
All right. 1127 with our guest, Lee Channing, local intuitive analyst from Ivy. You can find her at spiritsevolving.com. Or apparently the new one is LeeChanning.com.
Since 1993 or something.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Your question for Lee Channing.
Hi, Lee. Thank you for taking my question.
You're welcome.
I've just been sick a lot lately, and I'm not usually someone who's sick a lot. And it's very strange. It's a respiratory thing. And I've been trying to get better, and I just have a lot to do. And I need to get moving. Right. I'm not quite sure where to start.
Okay, well, you have an extremely interesting, we've had more interesting energy pictures today, but the problem with your energy picture, well, the problem, which is a challenge, is that you've got the blue and the green energy center both active. Now, those centers are beside each other. The blue center is the throat. The green center is the heart. The challenge when you have those two centers both active is that you don't have any space in between. So when I'm seeing your energy, it's as though your shoulders are, you know, sort of pushed down and the chest and the throat are trying to meet. So what you want to do physically, literally, is make sure you pull your shoulders back and sit up. I've had a few people over the past couple years that chose these like two energy centers together. And the issue is that you need to communicate, you need to talk, you need to get things done, but then the green center, the heart center, comes up and wants to make a few too many emotions part of your conversation, even to yourself. It's not about being overly emotional, but it is about every major thing in your life is going to have a little bit more emotion than it could have or than you may like it to have. So when you're working on this combination, what you've got to do is pull it apart. The color pink would be very, very healing for you. If you can bring in more pink, it's a light color. When the blue center is the problem, there's a throat issue. It goes down into the lungs, and then the green center comes up into the lungs from the heart center. So you're getting kind of a double whammy on your lungs. So you do want to do some gentle deep breathing exercises.
Okay.
You know, to work with your physician, et cetera, to do that. Drink lots and lots of water. You really want to do that. Eat very light. You don't want, your energy does not want heavy foods, you know, potatoes and a lot of meats and this and that. Eat salads and vegetables and very light things because you really do need to stop. Don't try to do too much. You do need to get your physical body healthier, but it's, you know, it is a little bit more of a challenge just because those two energy centers are already connected and they're both activated. It won't stay that way for months and months. My guess is maybe a few more months. Doesn't mean you'll be ill for a few more months, but it means you need to just pay more attention to it.
Okay,
Leela, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Leah, enjoy your Sunday. This is WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. Our guest today, Lee Channing, a local intuitive analyst. Call up to WNRN with your question for Lee. Colors, careers, relationships, what else? Animals. Lazarus is here with me
pretty
today.
Much
because that's right. He usually has something to tell Lee about things he doesn't like going on at the house. All right. Let's see. We have Jane online, too. Jane, are you with us?
I am.
By the way, 979-0919, I believe, is the number Jane called. You can also call 877-WNRN-ROCKS. All right. Your question for Lee Channing.
Thank you for this opportunity. I've been listening and very interested and impressed by what Lee has been saying.
Thank you, Jane.
And here is my problem, and I'll try and get the right question out of it. I have I just put a house for sale about 2 weeks ago. It's a house in a kind of borderline neighborhood that I've had. It's a rental that I've had for some years. And I have a lot riding on selling it. It's important to me to for the money, and it's way below the assessment. And my question is not, you know, what shall I do to attract people, but more, how can I handle myself? I like to solve my problems, and I just day to day I am like trying just. This is on my mind. I've got to bring the price down even lower. I don't know. I've got to, you know, go down. I live in a different city than the rental. I've got to be there every minute. I've got to walk up and down the street with a end of the world sign saying buy now, or, you know, you'll never have another chance. I guess that what I'm really asking is, how can I compose myself to live with this doubt while it is for sale, and I may not get the price I want, and I feel I've got to have a better attitude, and I don't quite know how to have it.
Fascinating. Well, you already know the answer. It's interesting. Over the last few years, I work with a woman occasionally out in Phoenix who does flip houses, and she buys and sells. And we've been through this a couple of times. She gets so attached that not just the money, but the whole idea, the whole process, and your energy is a little bit similar here. I think what you're going to have to do is release it. You're holding on too tight. You know that. You just said that, basically. You're going to have to release it. If you don't release it, it's not going to go out into the universe. I mean, it's like any major thing that we want in life, any goal that we have, you have to focus on it, and then release it. I'll never forget many, many years ago, a wonderful Native American woman, we were talking about things like that, and that's the secret. She said to a prayer, a hope, a wish, a dream, a goal, is to manifest it perfectly in your mind, put it out there, and then let it go so that you can be you. And I think that's the case with this. I don't think it's going to take a long time to sell if you can really release it. So you've got to say, here's a fair price. I may want to lower it a little bit more, but I don't think you have to lower it very much more. But you do have to release it. If you're selling it yourself as opposed through an agent, that's another problem. That helps keep you much more connected to it. But if that's the choice you want to make, you can do it. But say, I'm going to focus on it this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to focus on it Tuesday or Thursday. But really limit your time. And if you catch yourself doing it, start counting. You can do that. Your mind, you have got a lot of yellow energy around this, but not in the positive way. It's that overthinking. So just release it. You know, my feeling is the house is ready to be bought. I mean, somebody's going to like it. May not be tomorrow, but certainly not months and months down the road. But you're going to have to really work for, this is a good release exercise. See the house. Have a picture of the house. Fold it up, put it away, and say, for today, for tonight, I'm releasing it. It's an amazingly good process anyway. It's good to learn to do that because we can do it with various things. But this is a really good example of you being able to let that go. And you can do it. You have a lot of good, strong energy, and I think you can do it.
Thank you so much. And actually, you really hit the sale sign on the head. Actually, the word release was just...
I don't think I've ever heard that one before. My husband is in real estate, so I can tell him.
I appreciate
the sale
it.
Sign
and
on the head.
As I said, the word release just went into me and resonated.
Tattoo it, literally. Write it down.
I very much appreciate it. Thanks.
Write it down, carry it in your purse, the word release. I mean, put it around, lay it on your kitchen table, maybe your bathroom mirror, just because that's a really good exercise that will benefit you later in life as well. I mean, all the time, so... Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jane. Our guest today, Lee Channing, 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I see, Virginia, you're holding. I need to take care of some business for WNRN. We are an independent music radio station here in Charlottesville, and we need to thank some folks.
WNRN is supported by Price Hyundai on 29 North. From Hyundai, it's the new Sonata Hybrid, 38 miles per gallon highway, and breakthrough lithium polymer technology. Also, the 38 miles per gallon highway Elantra. You can find out more at jimpricehyundai.com.
Michelle Knuckles, mortgage banker with Westar Mortgage, joins our members in support of independent music radio WNRN. Westar can help with a purchase or refinance from first-time buyers to jumbo loans. You can reach Michelle at michelleknuckles.com. Two L's in Michelle, NUCKOLS.com. Westar Mortgage is an equal opportunity housing company. NMLS number 198053.
Hi, I'm Vicki Simons from Piedmont CASA. Our organization works hard to represent children who are victims of violence, sexual abuse, and severe neglect. Sadly, there are hundreds of children who suffer from these experiences every year. Piedmont CASA provides these children with a voice in court. CASAs are court-appointed special advocates, and you can become a child's representative. Piedmont CASA training begins April 8th. For details, call 434-971-7515 or go online to pcasa.org. I'm Vicki Simons, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thanks again to everyone for listening to WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. This is Rick Moore, our guest today, Lee Channing. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Lots of calls out there. 979-0919. If you need to use the toll-free line, it's 877-WNRN-ROCKS. All right, we're taking calls in order, so please bear with us if you're having to wait a few minutes. Next up is Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Your question for Lee Channing.
Yes, I have a question. I'm kind of at a turning point in my life. I'm 25 years old. I'm going to be married here in June, and my soon-to-be wife and I are kind of on the fence about where we want to go with our lives. I just started a new career, and she's just finishing up her master's degree, but unsure if she wants to pursue the profession that she went to school for. We're kind of just seeing what Lee has to say about that.
Okay, that's a good question, because usually it doesn't involve two people. But this is a good thing, because, you know, when I look at your combined energies, which I do regularly with people, you know, we're always talking about relationships and how they go together and that balance. And I think that's something that the two of you have in such a healthy energy space. And that is the idea, I think, that both of you have very deep inside, that you are willing to balance each other out, to, you know, to let her do what she needs to do. She can let you do. That's a really good thing to have as you start a life together, you know, when you start a life together. You're both, and my feeling, I mean, my opinion is that you're both very mature. I think you really are ready to start your life together. I think for the next year or two, I think things are going to shift a lot within a couple of years. I think right now I would keep things open, keep things open-ended. I don't think she's going to, for the marriage sake, I think right now it's going to be better for you to pursue your career, let her finish her degree, and spend some time sort of moving just into her own energy, because both of you are very balanced people, and I think it's going to work out. So, I mean, I really can't say that much, because it feels like it's very, very mobile right now. I mean, you know, you're very fluid. Both of you are fluid. If one of you was fluid and the other was not, I'd be concerned. But I think you're both moving in the right direction at the right time. Could be a little frustrating for the next couple of years for both of you, because you may not feel that total connection, that you're settled in a place and a job and a career, you know, that you want to do. But I think you're moving in the right direction. You do need to focus on your career a lot, not that you have to the exclusion of everything else, but I think you're the right now need to focus on the career and really decide where you want to go with it. I think you're going to have some different options as you move forward as well.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. We have Lee. You know, the phones, when we do the fun drive, we set up the phone so that if you call and you get a busy signal, it kicks over to the next open line. Right. A lot of times if you just dial the 979 and somebody's already on it, the line is, you get a busy signal.
Oh, got
but
it.
During the fun drive, because we have four lines here at the station, it finds the next one, so that anybody making a pledge to WNRN, and thank you to all those who did, you get an open line. And so it's still set up that way. So that's why I have three blinking lines in front of me, people trying to catch up with Lee Channing, our guest today, local intuitive analyst.
I'm flattered.
Bear with us, please. Bear with me if you have to wait a little bit. That's just what's happening. All right. I think I know who's on this line. Virginia, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Virginia, thank you so much. Your question for Lee Channing.
Oh, hi, Lee. Yes, I'm just kind of wanting to touch base. This past year has been a sort of a difficult year for my family, medical-wise, with my husband. And I'm a pretty positive person. I try to live a positive life and be very positive. But, you know, it's been financially difficult, straining with medical bills and various things. And I just wonder where you feel that my energy is going and what I should be focusing on.
Well, very, very good question. And it's very nice to meet you. And yes, you are a very positive person. Your energy tends to stay in a much more positive place no matter what you are going through in your life. And that's you've done a lot of personal work over the years, whether you're even aware of that. I think now is the time that you need to pull yourself energetically up into your purple and pink energy center. Now, that's the third eye. The purple is right between your eyes, and the pink is the crown of your head. Because I think that if you do that now, that you're going to take all of these experiences and frustrations and money issues and health issues over the past couple of years and go to the point where you can say, now I am learning about my deepest self, my intuition. Because purple is about feeling your intuition. It's about being part of your own spiritual growth on a daily basis. How do you do that? You read some books that you like, and you find some time to meditate every day. And the pink is about compassion and being way up there. So I would say focus on the color purple. You may want to bring some purple candles into your house, but try to rise above some of these issues that you've had the last couple years, because it's time for you to do that. You don't need to stay there and deal with those, but you've done a great job. So just continue.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much.
Nice talking
Have
to you.
Have a great
you.
Day.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye.
All right, Virginia, thank you so much for being here. We're going to take one more caller, and then I think we have a special guest in the studio. Let's see. We have Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. Your question for Lee Channing.
I had an interesting situation happen in January. I had a blood vessel burst in my stomach twice and came very, very close to death. And I was wondering, on a spiritual level, I have my own thoughts about this, but I was wondering if you could give me some insight on how you feel this elevated me on a spiritual level.
Oh, that's a good question, and you know elevated you. It's really good to be able to see the positive outcome when something that seems so negative happens to you in your life. And we all face physical issues, and we can either complain about them or we can learn from them. And it sounds like you have really learned from what you've been doing. I believe that you have. So the blood vessel in the stomach is the yellow energy center. What heals the yellow is your purple energy center. That's the center of intuition, of spiritual growth, of increased awareness. And I think you did it almost automatically. It's like your growth has been on autopilot. You went straight from this very negative, painful experience into a time when you went into the highest part of yourself. You brought in your purple energy, and you really did it. I mean, it's almost nothing else to say about it. You did it. You are doing it. You're still growing and learning, and you've used something very negative to become a very positive thing. And believe it or not, I know what you're talking about. After 6 units of blood a few years ago, those blood vessels kind of go, and we don't ever know why, but yes, you can take it. You can make it positive. You can be a positive influence. I think you've taken every bit of good out of that. You do need now to release it, let it go, which I think you're doing very naturally as well. But you're definitely on the right spiritual path for you, and you're moving very rapidly. Just make sure that you know, keep reading the books you're reading, keep doing the things that you're doing, and pace yourself. But you're doing an excellent job.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right, Teresa, thanks for your call. Again, this is WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, 11:46. I'm Rick Moore, Lee Channing in the studio with us. We're taking calls for her intuitive, she's an intuitive analyst. Call up with your questions, medical, career, relationships, animals. Lazarus is with us. I'm going to ask a question about him in just a bit. Lee, we have one more caller who's been on hold.
Okay.
Let's see. Ann, is this Ann?
No, this is M.
Thank you, M. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I can't read perfectly good handwriting sometimes. Your question for Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Em. How are you?
Good to speak with you again.
You're very welcome.
And this is two-part, and more focus on the second part, please.
Okay.
It's very frustrating. The first part, I have some lab work that is out about a stomach virus I thought might be food poisoning, and I just wondered if you had a thought on that. And the second part, I am an adult sister. My sister is arriving back today. We take care of my mom. And all the hard work that I've tried to put into my pitiful self of getting patience and communication and focus in my life has begun to go out the window when I try to communicate with my sister. Now, I still need work, and I know I can't fix her, so it's kind of come down to I need some kind of touchstone to be able to deal with this situation, which is very frustrating. And I appreciate any insight.
Well, it sounds like you're answering your own question, which most people do. But as far as the stomach things, I do not feel, I mean, I feel it's basically stress-related, to be truthful. I mean, there may certainly be something in there. Maybe you ate something wrong. But I think you're going to have to lower your stress level in order to get your stomach to go back to, quote, normal. Be very careful, obviously, with your diet. Some things like when that yellow center is activated, you know, oatmeal, some rice, just really be careful with your food. I think that's going to clear up, so I wouldn't worry about that. As far as taking care of your mother and working with your sister, you and your sister are very, very different people, and you have to give up any hope of changing her. You can only, as you said, you can only take care of you, but I think you need to limit the time. Whatever you can do to limit the time that you are physically with her, it's going to make a difference, you know, and don't have any expectations. Just say, it's all about my mother. We are taking care of my mother. I have to do what I can do. But I don't think she feels it the same way you do, which is, again, that's very frustrating. But I think that you have to take better care of yourself and not, you know, not worry about that. You don't need long meditations, maybe some quiet times during the day. Make sure you're eating right. Get outside. You know, you've got a lot of heart energy, a lot of green energy. So get outside into the air. Thank goodness it's getting warmer. Take a walk. But I think really, I know it's frustrating, and I'm not sure in the near future it's going to get a great deal better, but it can get better. And I think that you're doing a much better job than you may even think. But just make sure to continue to work on that. The color purple, very healing for you, as it is for anyone working on a lot of that kind of frustration. So you can bring purples and pinks into your environment to have a little bit more healing as well.
All right. Thanks, Em. I hope Lee was able to help. It is 11:49 on the wake-up call. Phone lines are open. We're not going to have time for everybody today. You can always go to spiritsevolving.com. There's a place there for you to read the webpage, find out more about Lee's book, and you can leave a question if you'd like. All right, 11:50 here on the wake-up call now. Let me take a moment and tell you about Fresh Roots and New Blues. It's a program of new artists carrying on the rich roots and blues tradition in new and exciting ways. It's the latest addition to WNRN's diverse music menu. Longtime WNRN volunteer and music maven Steve Hamilton, he handpicks the new roots and blues music Saturdays at 7 p.m. Discover something new about one of the oldest American music forms, Fresh Roots and New Blues, Saturdays at 7 p.m., on independent music radio, WNRN. Speaking of music, today's programming is supported by the Jefferson Theater, presenting Mark Broussard and Courier, Saturday at April 6th. Mark Broussard is an artist who channels the spirits of classic R&B, rock, and soul into contemporary terms. Broussard's song, Home, catapulted him onto the national stage. Tickets for the April 6th show, jeffersontheater.com. All right, 979-0919-877-WNRN Rocks. Got about 8 minutes left for our guest today, Lee Channing. Lee, once again, thank you so much for being the late last-minute substitute for the show. But obviously, it didn't bother anybody calling in today.
I'm glad. And I wanted somebody to say Happy Easter. My beautiful granddaughter Ava ran in to say hi, so I wanted her to say Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Ava, that's a beautiful purple bunny. And did you get that from your mom or your grandmother? Your mom gave that?
It was from the Easter Bunny.
Oh, sorry. Well, the Easter Bunny understands the color purple and what it all means.
Easter Bunny loves purple. Don't you know purple's a good Easter color?
Well, lavender, right? It's that soft purple.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks so much. I noticed that when they got here, your daughter, your granddaughter, taking some time to give Lazarus some love. We haven't really talked much about animals today.
True. We've had a lot of great calls, but...
And we have open phone lines for anybody who wants to take advantage of Lee Channing accepting phone calls here on WNRN Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, 979-0919-877-WNRN Rocks. Lazarus usually has some communication with you. I believe he's told you in the past he's cold at the house.
Yep.
et cetera. Did he share anything with you today? Because well, I can, you know, as a a dog caretaker or any animal caretaker, you always feel like you, after a certain amount of time, you learn what the animal's doing, their actions, their, you know, their facial expressions. And other people say, you're just putting that on them. But your feedback, please.
No, they communicate very clearly. And every human companion can tell you that in 90% of their animals, they communicate. They know when the cat wants food, even when they're not knocking something down off the counter. But and their dogs, they know when something's going on. They know when they're hungry. They know when they want to go out. You know, they tell you in different ways. It can be a look. It can be going to get their leash. But here comes Lazarus now. He was deciding that he wasn't going to say much today. He's a little bit laid back. And I think what's going on is that he decided that, you know, he really wasn't going to complain today. I kind of looked at him early on. I said, what? And he goes, nothing, you know. But he's over here now with his head in my lap. And, you know, he says, you know, he wants it to be warm. Or he never always brings up temperature. He loves to be warm. But I think on some level, he actually feels a little more balanced today because he knows the weather's getting a little warmer. So he must have liked the warm weather yesterday. He's slow, but he's always slow. You know, he's just son of a laid-back dog.
What happens to your hound dog? There's a lot of slowness in your life.
He's just a laid-back dog. And he has really no complaints today, Rick. I think that's the first time. He doesn't say anything's hurting. You know, he didn't say you haven't fed him or you haven't taken him out. He has no complaints about you.
Good. Susan, hang on just a second. Sweet. Not to spend too much time on my own issues. But, you know, Lazarus is aging.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's animals in our life or those, you know, humans in our life, what are ways that we can make those souls more comfortable as they age and make our souls more comfortable when watching that happen?
Right. I mean, it's very difficult. My Newfoundland lived to be almost 11 and died a couple years ago. And it just breaks your heart. I don't care how much I believe in spirit. I see the spirit leave. I know the spirit's there with me. I miss the physical body, and we all do. So it's not easy. But all you can do is use your compassion, you know, that top, the energy at the top of your head, the pink, loving energy, and tune into them and do everything which you do, you know, do everything that you can. Don't assume that they don't need something. Check in and go, maybe they do want a different type of food. Maybe they do want some water. On an older animal, I had my 21-year-old blind cat die. The last 4 years, I had an 18-year-old cat, a 21-year-old cat, another 18-year-old cat, and my 11-year-old Newfoundland. So I've been through it four times, really, in about 18 months, and I miss them all. I still have two 17-year-old cats and a one-eyed crazy cat. But, you know, you have to go into each animal is very different. Some of them communicate. Some of them don't. And if they don't communicate very clearly, then it's up to you as their caretaker to say, you know, I think I'll try this. There are things you can do, herbs. I took my dog for acupuncture. You know, there are all kinds of alternatives as well. You can use homeopathic remedies. So make sure if your dog appears to be suffering, help them go. You know, I'm not one to rush euthanasia, but sometimes it is your choice. But you know, look in their eyes. When they stop eating, that's really telling you something. And then, you know, when we gave one of my cats IV fluids for five or six months every day, she got some IV fluids. She didn't mind it. She sort of wanted it. She knew it was better. But, you know, it can change day by day. So with elderly animals particularly, you really just want to pay attention, send them love, and don't be so sad. They've had a wonderful time with you. Just watch their energy and don't project your sadness onto them. They know you're sad. They feel your energy. But it's an easier process than you may think.
Thank you so much. And we have Susan on the phone. Susan, thank you for letting me ask my question of Lee. And so your question for Lee Channing.
Yes, hi there. Happy Easter all.
Thank you, Susan.
I was wondering if you had any feeling if I was on a trip in the future or a change of residence.
You better be. I say it that way. I really meant that. Your energy is so ready for new experiences. You don't like boredom deep inside. You just some people can be very laid back and relaxed, which you are. But you really need a change of pace. You need a new environment. You may need a new job. You may need a new place to live. You may need extra trips. You really don't want it to be sitting around, even if it's it's a positive thing. You know, if you enjoy what you're doing, it's really a time in your life when movement is important. You've got a lot of base red energy, which usually is more about grounding. But for you, it's more about using that for movement. Walk, move your body, take a drive, go on a vacation, move. This is not a time when you want to sort of sit around and build your own energy. You want to get out there and do things. So I think that's why you're asking the questions. But I think a lot, you're going to have a lot of opportunities. So stay open to any kind of opportunity for travel and movement, because it's really what's going to fulfill you at the moment.
And do you see it in this country or going to a foreign Europe or?
I don't think you're going to settle for this country. I think you should aim for long, literally long trips. Europe, even the Orient, you know, any long, the longer the trip, the better, actually. If you could, I'd say take a trip around the world. You know, okay. Go ahead and do it if you've been, because you really, travel is going to be the one thing right now that soothes your core. You really need to see new things and feel new energies. So, and when you're at home, you can still do new things. Go to a new place that you don't usually go. Go to a new park. Make some new friends. Do something that helps you move around, because you have a lot of really good energy to work with.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, just a few seconds left with Lee. You know, Lee, something that we never did, that we always do, is talk about my color. We always seem to have, Sarah helped us. Usually, sometimes we have to get the calls coming in. What I always say is first one on the dance floor, but we got about 40 seconds left.
Well, you look like a lumberjack, and that's not a bad thing. You've got on a shirt that's kind of dark with white stripes, and it's very
purplish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of brownish purple with white stripes. It just looked, as soon as I saw you, I went, Rick wants to work today. He's ready to work. He looks like a lumberjack. You've got a lot of yellow in your energy today. A lot of people have yellow, which is, it means you're thinking a lot, so you should get a lot done today. Be productive. That's what that shirt says.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks again for all the calls. Lee Channing, thank you for coming in. Sort of last minute substitute.
I always enjoy being here, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope everyone is happy. You can always go to spiritsevolving.com and catch up a relationship with Lee Channing or leechanning.com. Everyone have.
We learn something every day.
Yes, we learn something every day.
Thank you again.
Everyone have a wonderful day.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by The Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com. or wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Angie Cruz. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.